We'll see.
Who are you?
The kid from The Sopranos is not off the hook after all.
AJ?
Right. Today.
What?
No, it's true, Tony. Today, a New York grand jury indicted 16-year-old Robert Eiler on robbery charges.
Uh-oh.
He and two other teens are accused of robbing two other boys in Manhattan. They could each get up to 15 years in prison.
Hey, what did he have, like 15 lawyers?
Is this a new story, or is this the other one?
This is the same story. This is the latest development, which is that he has now been indicted by a grand jury in New York.
Man, and he had like 700 lawyers coming into court with him.
The lawyers say that he will ultimately be cleared. In the meantime, they're all pleading innocent, and Eiler is out on $2,500 bail.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Oh, for you.
For him. And now your celebrity rehab roundup. Ben Affleck has checked himself into rehab for alcohol abuse. He's in the same Malibu clinic that currently houses Robert Downey Jr. and Paula Poundstone.
Hey, you have a good party there.
Downey, by the way, is allowed to work while in rehab. He's just finished filming an appearance in the next Elton John video.
That's too weird.
That's weird.
Hey, man, it's ever since he wore that pink suit.
Hello, Robert. It's Elton.
I saw that suit.
I've battled those demons.
Yes, it's true.
No one likes a quitter.
I am.
And former Partridge Danny Bonaducci has returned to rehab. He's also free to work, so he's still doing his radio show in Los Angeles, and he'll still be kicking off a new talk show that is Dick Clark's male answer to The View.
Oh, God. With Danny Bonaducci?
It's going to be Dick Clark and Danny Bonaducci and some other guys on the same panel every day talking about, I guess, guy stuff. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
There'll be a drug and alcohol test for the folks operating Chicago's L trains this morning. 140 people got hurt when one elevated train rear-ended another in Chicago's loop during the morning rush hour. No one was seriously hurt, but hundreds of commuters were stuck in train cars with no air conditioning for hours.
Oh, I don't doubt those guys get high. All the time. Buzz, you and I used to ride the L's, and we used to work at... Well, you never did.
I did, actually, quite a bit. It's got to be a boring job for me.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, you've only got hundreds of lives in stakes, so go ahead and get high.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a boring job. Go ahead.
It's on the tracks. What can possibly go wrong?
have a doob.
Mariah Carey's people say she did not try to kill herself.
No.
But she did go to a hospital after suffering a nervous breakdown last week, and there were reports her wrists were bandaged.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Carey's spokeswoman says...
No sympathy for Pete Johnson.
No, never is. Carey's spokeswoman says the singer did get a cut on her foot after breaking some dishes and glasses during the breakdown.
Don't eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
After leaving the hospital, Carey checked into a mental facility in Connecticut.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
She doesn't need that right now.
You know, you dust those off after a while, and they hold up pretty well.
Oh, and let me give you a brief tip about Monday's show. On Monday, we're going to be joined in studio by famous hypnotist Gary Conrad.
Oh, who's he going to hypnotize?
Pete Johnson.
Oh, good.
That's Monday for our first midday show.
Wow.
Mariah is said to be exhausted from working on two movies and a new recording, but she's also said to be distraught over the disappointing sales figures from her current album. In fact, her single only got a boost when the record company lowered the price of the single to 49 cents. Then it sold.
Oh, man.
Before that, she hired a private detective to find out who was leaking stories to the press about her. That private detective blames ex-husband Tommy Mottola for the news leaks.
You know, I'm curious how Tommy feels about this. Tommy, all this trials and tribulations for Mariah Carey, how do you feel about it?
She's a one-faced bitch.
Hey, Tommy.
So I guess you're happy to see what happened, right?
What did I used to say?
Well, I'll leave you into it. So you're happy that what happened?
I'm ecstatic.
Well, who do you think you are?
I'm Tommy Mottola. That one-faced bitch.
One time.
That's pretty nasty.
In her video. Don't shoot the left side, shoot the right side. And you ever hear the bitch talk? Like a New Jersey trucker.
Well, who are you to tell her how to talk?
I'm Tommy Mottola. That one-faced bitch. I read it in the paper. Uh-huh. She's throwing all the glasses down.
Right.
She's cutting up feet. Crazy bitch.
She got a lot of opinions about it. I mean, who are you?
I'm Tommy Mottola. Who aren't you?
I'm Jack Jones.
Well, now it's up to the jury to decide what to do.
The jury
to decide what to do about the former New York teacher who allegedly had sex with three of the teenaged boys she was tutoring.
Give her an A.
29-year-old Marcy Stein.
Marcy.
He's accused of writing the boys explicit notes, giving them oral sex, and having intercourse with them.
Yeah, and?
She could get 4 years for each count of statutory rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Oh. F you, white trash.
A prosecutor says she's a woman who's crossed the line, who has no boundaries, but the woman says she's innocent, and her lawyer says the boys are, and I quote, vengeful, spoiled malcontents who tried to ruin a young woman's life with their lives.
The critics love Snatch.
Could this be Jerry's last year on the Labor Day telethon?
Harry.
Jerry Lewis is said to be too ill to do more than a few of the 21 and a half hours on the show.
Get that tape recorder ready, Rob.
At 75, Lewis has pneumonia. Last year, he had viral meningitis. In recent years, he's had double bypass surgery. He survived prostate cancer and a 15-year addiction to painkillers.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Four other hosts will take turns on the Labor Day show.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Star-studded Ed McMahon.
Right.
Of course.
Norm Crosby.
Oh, no.
Entertainment Tonight's Jan Carl.
But he couldn't get Lisa Gibbons?
No, he got Cynthia Garrett, former of NBC's Later.
Oh,
those are
my
the big
God.
Names that'll be
wow.
filling in for him.
Those poor crippled kids, they don't have a chance now.
Oh,
man.
My God.
That's what they did last year. The only way they'll have a chance with this is if they go to classic telethon clips in the overnight, which they did last year. Was a good idea.
That little crippled boy. That's crippled boy. This is Teddy Bear.
You know, it was one thing when the cast of The West Wing held out for more money. The four actors who walked are an integral part of a big hit show. But now, four actors from Becker have staged a walkout.
Yeah, okay, who cares?
They stayed home yesterday. The studio, of course, was concerned about the epidemic, so it sent doctors to each of the actors' homes to see if they were really sick.
There's no other, Hank. I guarantee there's no other, Hank.
If they really weren't sick, they may have violated their contracts. They're back at work today, but the supporting players still want to at least double their salaries. The actors include former Star Trek cast member Terry Farrell, who's been a guest on this show.
There, she's nice.
But neither she nor the others are household names, and a source at Paramount says they can all be replaced in 20 minutes. The good news, they say, is that the sex toys pose no health risk, even though they contain chemicals that have been recently banned from baby toys.
What sex toys?
Say, you know, dildos and such.
Okay. All right. Okay, Buzz.
Sex toys.
Damn, sex toys.
That's the word from a health official in Amsterdam, and he ought to know. He's talking to the Reuters News Service. The bad news is he could be wrong. Consumer advocates say these chemicals that are used to soften the plastic...
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Amsterdam, there's a country that cares about bacteria.
Chemicals. That's their chief export, isn't it? The chemicals that are used to soften the plastic can cause damage to the liver, the kidneys, and the testicles.
Aren't they more concerned, though, about hardening the plastic?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just worried about the chemicals. Those have been banned from baby toys out of fears that they could leak out of the plastic and into the child's mouth. Consumer advocates say they have the same concerns about adult toys, especially since they contain up to 20 times the amount found in baby toys.
Oh, yeah!
All right, be careful out there.
Thank you, Buzz, for the final time ever on our afternoon show.
Yeah.
We'll get the next news and comment a midday on Monday.
Right.
Time now for a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Jeff Company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
By listening in the fart sack.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Tom and Mike. In sports, the winning quarterback from last year's Super Bowl may have a new contract with a new team today. Baltimore's Trent Dilfer is reportedly very close to signing with Seattle. Dilfer led the Ravens to 11 straight wins last year, but left Baltimore after the team signed former Kansas City quarterback Elvis Gerbach. The first of the NFL preseason games is tonight. The Atlanta Falcons host the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not on TV anywhere.
Why? That's not right.
Because it's Atlanta and Pittsburgh.
But, I mean, you know, you'd watch it.
Oh, you know I would.
I'm surprised, and it's the NFL. I'm surprised it's not on TV.
Surprised you didn't know that. You win. That's the whole show. First time.
I think
the first national game is next Monday night, I think.
Uh-huh. Getting a little excited?
Oh, getting very excited.
Very good.
Getting very excited. Very geek.
Finally, for some people, just smoking pot is enough. but not for Brian Miller of Muskegon, Michigan. Police say he inhaled a chest full of propane just before he lighted a joint. They say the house is a total loss.
Taste the meat, not the heat.
The house is totaled, having been blown clean off its foundation.
What happened to my domicile?
Oddly enough, Brian wasn't hurt, and neither was anyone else in the house, but now Brian's facing 20 years in prison for endangering people. The prosecutor says if there was a charge for ignorance, Brian would qualify. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's it. Thank you to everybody who's listened to us do this shift for the last 10 years.
We really appreciate that, and now it's on to bigger and better things.
Starting Monday, at least we know for sure, live at 11 o'clock Eastern Time on WJFK-FM in Washington, WNEW-FM in New York. And I guess on Monday at 11, we'll find out how many affiliate stations are going to change the times and go with us live.
Good. Yeah, because Westwood One will certainly let us know before we go on the air.
So be there for the ride as we start all the way back down at the bottom and climb all the way back up to the top.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks again for listening all these years. We hope that you'll be with us on Monday. We start our brand new time slot at 11 a.m. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We will be back on Monday morning.
Monday. See you Monday morning.
Yeah.
See you before noon on Monday.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, my friend. What's your name?
My name is George.
Hi, George. Where are you from?
Boston Hill.
Hi, George. You won the Canon S600 bubble jet printer.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's technology that makes sense. The only printer in its class with an individual ink tank system.
Oh, wow.
Go to www.canons600.com.
Canon.
For more information. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
That's it. We got to go. See you Monday morning. Monday morning.
Wow.
I mean, I know we're going to be going through this all next week every day, but you realize, I mean, I was thinking this. I was walking down the hall to wash my hands before we leave here, and I was just thinking, Monday at this time, the show will have been over for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I just hope I remember. That's all I'm worried about. Just want to make it on time.
No, come on. You'll make it on time.
I hope so.
We'll pin a note on your chest today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thank you. Good night, Sam.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. And good night, Mike.
Good night, Don.
And Robbie? There you go, trusted friend. Throw that hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, you're killing us. You're killing us. See you Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis here just saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.